Just by way of introduction from me, I'll say a little bit about the involvement of our office, the Information Commissioner's Office, in security issues. I mean, we enforce the Data Protection Act, and the security of personal information is a key part of that act. And the challenges to that are ever growing, particularly in the online field, which we will talk about more tonight. But I think we're very keen to get over the idea that privacy and security are not the same thing. There's a lot more to privacy than just keeping information secure. That's an important part of it. But if you're protecting the privacy of personal information, your and my information, it extends to the whole information assurance agenda, information being accurate, up to date, available when it's required. But it goes further than that as well. It's about individuals knowing how their information is used and having some say, some control over that information. And a right of access. So at the end of the day, it's you being able to feel that you have some say, some control, that your information is used responsibly, and that you can have confidence in those who you give your information to, whether in the online or the offline world. And one of the things particularly that's driven home the security message was the data breaches which took place 2-3 years ago now, in the public sector, serious breaches, HMRC with the loss of child benefit discs, Ministry of Defence with the loss of recruitment records, a number of big data losses which hit the news headlines. And I won't repeat any more of those. But that really brought the security of personal information to the fore and certainly drove actions within the public sector, taking information security a lot more seriously, appointment of senior information risk officers, use of privacy impact assessments, and a whole range of techniques. And I'm sure our speakers will comment on how effective or otherwise they consider this to have been. It's given some new powers to our officers of the regulator. We now have a power to fine, to impose monetary penalties on organisations that don't take their privacy, data protection and security responsibilities seriously. And within the next few weeks, we expect to impose the first of those penalties. And we've also introduced a system of breach notification, a voluntary system where breaches are reported by businesses in the public and private sectors to our office. And within the next year, we will see the first moves to introduce that in the UK as a compulsory legal obligation, not for all businesses, but for communication service providers. So for internet services providers, mobile phone companies and the like, those who we are focusing on tonight will be under a legal obligation to report serious breaches of the security, privacy of personal information to us as a regulator, but also to you, to those of its customers that are affected by the data loss. And this has been very much driven by the security breaches we've had. In the online world, which we're focusing on, we have problems reported to us in the breach notification arrangements of insecure websites, where you go to a website and you can see the previous customer's data, the previous applicant's data. We have a case which has been in the news, which we're investigating at the moment, a business called ACS Law, which it looks at those who are accused of illegal file sharing, and they managed to publish information on an open website about those who were under investigation. And we've heard in the last few weeks and over the previous months about Google and the collection of Wi-Fi data and snippets of personal communications in the course of that. So this is very much a topical issue. There are huge numbers of questions. Where does the responsibility lie for security? How much is it with the designers of systems? Is it with those who deploy the systems, the website owners and users? Or is it with all of us as individuals? And technology, brings some of these risks. The development of online systems brings risks, but technology can also help us as well. Technology has a role in protecting our privacy and security. So we will, after we've heard from our panel of speakers, have a question and answer. Well, more than a question and answer, I hope a discussion session in which I invite you all to participate. And you know, some of those, I'm sure some of the questions which we will cover, and there'll be many more as well.